Hello, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time you're listening to me, thanks for listening to me, because, you know, shit happens. I love you. It's always good to say I love you. It's always good to feel loved. But sometimes when you're going through some things, therapy could definitely help. The stigma attached to therapy is starting to fall away, and quite frankly, I am not ashamed to say that I have been going to therapy. It's been very helpful, working through some things with somebody who's non-judgmental, and as most therapists say, they're just there to listen. 9 times out of 10, you figure out what's going on all by yourself. They give you a few tools to help you work through some things, and sometimes they give you some insights that you might be missing. Needless to say, sometimes your friends' network don't always give you the hard truths, or give you the tools necessary to get past an obstacle that's really weighing on you. I've been going through so much that without therapy, I don't think I would have made it through, especially with this current change. I didn't realize that approaching to turning 40, everything was going to go out of whack. I was in a total rut. My budget was falling apart, and everything was just crumbling around me. I didn't know what to do. But I did know that I needed some help. Thank goodness that BetterHelp is around. I don't think I'm using BetterHelp, but I got help through my healthcare provider. But I think BetterHelp is good for others. Or get help through your medical provider. Either way, don't feel bad about going to get help. And I mean outside help. A professional to help you. I don't know what I would have done. I don't think I would have realized that I had forgotten about my son. I mean, he's there with me every day, but I wasn't doing the things that made me happy with him. Reading him books, teaching him how to ride his bike. It's a shame how hormone changes could lead to depression that really takes you away from the things that make you happy. That brings you joy. You get so caught up in yourself that you forget about others around you. My 5-year-old doesn't understand. My 14 and 12-year-old, they barely want anything to do with me anyway, so of course it was easy for me to forget about them. I mean, of course, I still hung out with them and all of that, but I was looking at my photo feed. You know how you get those memory reminders and notifications? I realized that I wasn't taking as many pictures this year. How crazy is that? Documenting your children's lives is something that's so important, and I just let it go? My phone was being used for things that were business-oriented, granted, but not to capture those prized moments. I teach my children to be mindful, and although I did take in those moments, I didn't capture them. I didn't save them for later in a way that I could put in a picture book or print out and put in a photo album. 2023 is going to be my lost year. I lost so much. I can't believe it. But I probably wouldn't have come to that realization without going to therapy. Honestly, homeschooling is a lifestyle. And quite frankly, I allowed my lifestyle to turn into trash. It wasn't as fulfilling as it used to be. It wasn't as joyous to get a new box of curriculum for my older kids and give them all of the tools necessary to have a successful year. It was just autopilot, going through the motions without any thought, without being mindful of those little things, at least not enough to take a picture. That's kind of sad. It seems small, but without therapy, I don't think I would have come to that realization. I don't think I would have realized that I had stripped away all the things that made me, me. Homeschooling is very important to me. It's something that I stand on. It is the foundation of who I am. Not necessarily. I mean, seriously. I mean, I was a person before I had children. But right now, in this phase of my life, it's all that matters to me. I mean, my business is honestly secondary to making sure that my children have the best education in the world. Money allows me to give them those extra perks, those extra field trips and whatnot. But if you're not in the right state of mind to actually enjoy them and document them, it can be a waste of time. You could lose sight of your why, to the point where I actually considered putting my son in school. Well, not school, but a daycare. None of my children went to daycare. I took them out of daycare because it seemed like that was even more of a waste of time. Why am I taking them somewhere for them to spend 5 hours a day? For what? They're not getting any educational conversations. They're not getting to do fun exercises. Lunches. Oh my goodness. The lunches. The main reason I wanted my children to be home with me is to make sure that they got the most healthy meal possible. But somehow, my 5-year-old fell in love with Happy Meals this year. Oh my God, what have I done? How do I correct this horrible misstep? Well, I gotta get my finances back on track. I gotta get my emotions and hormones back on track. And then I can get back to doing what makes me happy. Planning our meals. And going grocery shopping. Going to the park. And having fun. It's hard to believe that in reflecting over the past 4 years, oh my goodness, how on earth did I allow 2023 to be such trash? It's a shame. It's a crying shame. It should have never happened. But like I said, hey, thanks to therapy, I'm getting back on track. I also got a mentor. She's awesome. Thank you so much for helping me with my business and helping me to find my why in running my business. Besides finding your why to homeschool and finding your why to have your own business and be your own boss to allow you the flexibility to do all the things, a good mentor and a good therapist are something that everyone should have. Even if you join a course like, I can't even think the name of it. I watched it yesterday. It was the best birthday present. Awesome. Awesome presentation about how you get back on track with your business. It's just those types of motivations that really pick you up. But the thing is, just like so many people say, you can be motivated all day long. But you have to do the work. You have to do the actions. So, if I want my podcast to increase in the number of listeners, I'm going to have to be consistent. That is my theme for this year, consistency. I want my blog to be up twice a week, and I want my podcast to be up twice a week. And then I'm going to try and do a video once a week. It's not hard for me to do a podcast. I'm literally sitting in my car just recording it right now. I also typed up a blog real quick too. But you know what? If I don't post it and I just save it to drafts, what's the point? But now I need it to be something that is real. Real, honest to goodness reflections on what's going on with me in my homeschool to encourage others to be just as successful. It's really not that hard. Having a conversation with your kids during dinner time, reading a book to your 5-year-old and going over letter sounds, it takes like 10-15 minutes. It doesn't have to take up your entire day. So many people are stuck with the mindset that they have to have school at home, school the institution at home, but that is not the case. Having a list of books to read with your children and then discussing them with them and then having them write little funny sentences just so they can practice all of their letters and little math questions and clocks to do things. It's not hard. It really isn't. It doesn't require a lot. I started this with absolutely no money. homeschooling while living in the projects. Who would have ever done that? Who would have ever had the confidence and courage to say, no, I'm not putting my child in a system that's not serving them, and then turn around and find a way to get it done? Very few. I don't want to say that I'm the exception, but it should be the rule. If you want to take your child out of the school system that everyone knows isn't working, do it. Find a way to do it. If you have younger children, you might need to put them in daycare. I was a single parent. Putting them in daycare would have been a great idea. But you know what? I opted to do the hard thing. I opted to work for myself. Yeah, I got food stamps. I got WIC. I got cash assistance. I went to the churches and got rent assistance. Make it work if that's important. Find your why, and then you'll never, ever deviate. It's important. Therapy can help you navigate those hard obstacles. A mentor can help you work through any business obstacles if you want to work for yourself. If you want to work for somebody else, you might need to bend a little bit and get a babysitter. But if you have family, have them watch them. Tell them what you want them to learn and give them the tools that they need to make it happen. And quite honestly, if your child isn't learning while you're at work, it's okay. Come home, read them a book. Sit down and draw some pictures. Talk to them while they're drawing about the colors and the shapes. Have them practice writing their letters. Start off by having them write their name. Write your address. Your address has numbers in it somewhere, I'm sure, along with the zip code. 5-year-olds don't need to know what they're writing. They just need something to practice writing. And their name and their address and their phone number, that's loaded with numbers. That's a good start. And I've said this before, geography is just going around the neighborhood, learning your left and your right, and telling the 5-year-old, that's a street sign. It helps you know where you're going. That's not hard. These are things that you do on a regular basis. It doesn't take a degree to educate your child. Factoring in your lifestyle and your spending, that's all it is. Budgeting for curriculum instead of just video games, that's a choice. And if homeschooling is a choice that you stand on and you know that that's your why to give your children the best, it won't be hard. I've noticed that a lot of people find burnout because they do curriculum jumps. I found a curriculum that I've stayed with for 10 years. It has never failed me. The books stay on my shelf. I started with nothing, I got my tax refund, and I bought what I needed every year. It's not hard to do, even when you have nothing. If you have to wait a year, your child honestly will not suffer. 100%. Even if I forgot to read stories to my son, and he's about to turn 6, he's still learning how to read by being with the older children. They read all the time. It's not hard. It's really not difficult. Even if you have an obstacle like I do, and I just completely forgot to read to my son and go over certain things with him, I know that I can reprioritize those things that gave me joy and give him the education that he deserves. I have the tools because I've got multiple years of stacking them up. But if you're just starting out and you don't know where to go, I'm gonna try to be some help. I would suggest using the curriculum books that I use, because I've already got the lesson plans mapped out. I already know the conversation questions that I had, the quotes that I used, all mapped out. Only thing you've got to do is get the books. And you know what? The library is free. That's where I went to get most of my books from the start. I hate that I couldn't continue with Life of Fred for math because they really loved those books from the library. But hey, there's other people checking those books out too. And every time I was ready to go starting on another book, it was gone. And that irritated me, because I'm a type A personality. I have to be in control. When I want something, I want it now. But, you know, that's kind of the environment we live in. Instant gratification, no delay. But I also have that ingrained in me that delayed gratification is the best gratification. So I was willing to budget and prepare for the next year. And I was not bent out of shape because, oh my God, we can't finish The Life of Fred. Because, oh, I don't have the money for the book. It's kind of sad considering the book's only like 17 books, but hindsight is 20/20. It's okay. I mean, we have our pitfalls as we grow and learn. We're always learning as adults, and that's what I want my children to understand. Just so long as they keep learning, I will always be happy with the level of education they have gained from me. Period. They don't need to know all the presidents and all that unnecessary information that you learned. Do they really need to know all of the elements in the periodic table, or do they really just need to know the ones that could kill them and those that will benefit them? Think about it. And when you're thinking about all of these loaded labs that you used to do in high school, do they really need to dissect a pig or a frog or whatever it is that you dissected? Nah. You don't need to buy a pig. You don't have to clean off your kitchen table. You can cut up a chicken. Yeah, whatever. But that's your choice. You can put in the extra bells and whistles and give them exactly what you got in school, or you can dumb it down to the most simplest things. What they really need to know. Budgeting. Ethics. Morals. Integrity. Budgeting is a serious math concept. It is a serious math concept that I think everyone was not prepared for. As well as, let's see, history, analyzing documents, and critical thinking skills. Oh my goodness, I can give my children what schools have not been giving them and better prepare them for the future to make those hard decisions. My 15-year-old always makes me proud when he makes a budgeting decision and he's like, I spent $3 on bread and avocados. I'm gonna make me some Dunkin' Donuts avocado toast and it only costs 10 cents a slice. You do know that avocado toast at Dunkin' Donuts is $4, right? He's a freaking genius. I love that boy. But it's amazing to look back over the things that they've learned and how they make moral decisions on certain things about not doing drugs or not drinking. It's all because I taught them the foundation that their bodies are temples and they need to know better than any doctor what goes on with their bodies. Period. You don't need somebody else to tell you what's going on with you. You need to know what's going on with you. But if you don't know how to evaluate what's going on with you, then you will not be able to contest anything that's being put in front of you that might not be in your best interest. They could be putting something in front of you just to sell it. They could be putting something in front of you to malign you, to hurt you. And that's not okay. Even though they make it shiny and pretty and awesome and it seems like a great deal, if you don't know who you are, they're going to trick you every time. That's what I teach my kids. That's what homeschooling affords. Yeah, of course, I teach them how to read. I teach them how to write. I teach them how to communicate and debate and have critical thinking skills. That's what's important. Not the presidents, not the state's capitals. What do I need to know the state capitals for? I don't live there. I ain't going there. Why do I need to know all the U.S. presidents? Why not just teach them the important ones? The ones that, you know, impacted history and changed the trajectory of the country we live in? I don't know. Maybe that should be the priority. If I want them to learn how to do rote memorization, I think the times table chart is a pretty good one. Fast math is awesome. Knowing the presidents and the state capitals, Not so much. Not unless they're going to be trivia whizzes. So, homeschooling is a lifestyle. And when you're going through some things, therapy helps. And when your business is going through some things, a mentor helps. Go to therapy if you're concerned about what's going on in your home, in your life. How do you get to that level 10 life? There's nothing wrong with talking to a therapist. They can definitely hook you up. At least give you some worksheets to go through so that you can see the questions in front of you and actually do the deep work to analyze what's really wrong, not what you think is wrong. That's a big difference. Don't think about how you failed in your homeschool. Think about how you're helping. Think about what's wrong with the schools. That will get you through.